Salt Lake County Planning Commission meeting Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. The time is 8:35 a.m. Okay, Chair, thank you.
Okay, well, let's just jump right into it. So we'll begin with the public hearing portion of the meeting, and so I'll read the following statement. Copy of today's agenda and sign-in sheet are located on the stand at the back of the room. Please note your participation in today's meeting by signing in. The Planning Commission is a volunteer citizen board. The commission function is to hear and decide applications for conditional use and preliminary subdivision plats, and to make recommendations to the county council for zoning changes or changes to ordinances or general plans. The agenda, as noted, is divided into two main categories, public hearing items and business items. This time we'll begin with the public hearing portion of the agenda. These items are ones which the public comment is taken so that the Planning Commission can be made aware of all of the issues or concerns with regards to a request. Decisions may be made on any items listed on the agenda. The decision or recommendation will be rendered by the Planning Commission for these items, which may include approval of conditions, denial, or continuation of the item to a future meeting. The Commission's decisions are based on information from field observations, recommendations from staff and other agencies regarding compliance with the general plan and relevant ordinances. Possible community council recommendations as a representation of community concerns and information presented at the public meeting, including a presentation by the applicant and testimony from the public. Today's meeting is recorded, so please speak directly into the microphone and state your name and address prior to making your comments. Please note that the comments from the audience are only appropriate or are otherwise permitted by the chair. This meeting will be proceed as outlined in rules of conduct printed on the back of the agenda. So let's jump into that first application. Application PUD 2024-001312. Keystone Construction is requesting approval of the proposed condominiums at Sky Ranch preliminary plat, associated plan unit development, acres 15.76, location 6969 South Buffalo Fork Street, zone C-2/ZC. And the planner is Shad Cook. I will now turn the time over to you, Shad, for your presentation.
Hey, thank you. Let me share my screen here real quick. Shad Cook, I'm a planner with the Municipal Services District. I was assigned to this project and have been bringing it through the process. This is a request for a preliminary plat approval and plan unit development, or PUD. The project is located at 6969 South Buffalo Fork Road, which is just west of Mountain View Corridor and east of some of the existing Sky Ranch townhomes development that have been happening between 6800 South and 78 South. The applicant is proposing 164 dwelling units, which is about 10.3 units per acre. This project is part of a planned community specific plan. This is something that was already approved by the county 20 years ago in 2005, where there's a number of parcels in this area that were designated to be part of this specific plan, where they listed allowed uses and allowed densities in this area. And the plan also allows flexibility between some of the uses and densities between the parcels. So that's kind of where this 164 and 10.3 number is coming from. It's pulling from that approved density from the community-specific plan. As far as uses, the specific plan does list multifamily or apartment or condo uses as allowed uses in this area. So staff did review the preliminary plat for compliance with section 18 of the county's code, as well as the preliminary plans for conceptual approval for the planned unit development compliance with Title 19 of the county's code. So as well as our office, we sent the plans out to the Development Review Committee, which consists of multiple reviewing agencies, and they have all forwarded recommendations that this project be approved. So staff is recommending that the Planning Commission approve the preliminary plat and the planned unit development with the condition listed on the screen.
Okay. Great.
And that sums up my staff report, but if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Does the commission have any questions for Chad? If not, do we have the applicant in the room? Wendy, you said there's an applicant. I don't know if that was for this one or for the
Correct.
The second one.
We do have the applicant here in person.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Would the applicant would like to speak?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Tyler Horan. I'm with Keystone Construction. Our offices are just in American Fork there. And yeah, we've been working with county staff for a couple months on this and gone back and forth and back and forth on comments, and I think we've addressed all the comments, and so I think that's it. If you guys had any questions for me or anything.
Okay. Any questions? Well, did you say your name was Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler. Did any questions for Tyler from the Planning Commission? If not, do I have a motion to open up the public portion of the meeting?
This is Eric. It's actually be a motion to open the public hearing.
Okay. A motion to open up the public hearing.
I'll make the motion to open up the public hearing.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Vance, I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Are there any community council representatives online or in person that would like to speak? Okay. Is there any persons in favor of or not opposed to the application that would like to speak? And about persons opposed to the application? And it doesn't sound like there's anyone online or in person that's for or against. Is there any last words that Tyler, you'd like to share? Doesn't sound like it, so do I have a motion?
Commissioner Watkins, this is Zach. Is it a motion to close the public hearing or a motion regarding the application that you're seeking?
Okay, do we need to do both? Close the public hearing and then...
Yeah, we could. We could close a motion to close the public hearing, and then you could have discussion and or a motion after the public hearing is closed.
I'll make the motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, does anybody want to have a discussion regarding this application?
Not seeing any discussion, I'll go ahead and make a motion for the approval of PUD 2024-0001312 with the conditions that the applicant works with MSD staff and outside review agencies to comply with final plat procedures and applicable regulations prior to plat recordation.
Commissioner Banish, I'll second that motion.
Okay, great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fine. Any opposed? Okay, sounds like it's unanimous.